Hello, people of God. How are you doing? Welcome to another episode of the Baby Girl of God podcast, where we navigate through life, health, faith, and everything in between. I am Deborah Bridge, your host, and I am excited to be here with you again. It is not good for man to be alone. Don't worry, it's not a marriage sermon or anything you're thinking. Today, we are talking about growing in community. During the last episode where I spoke about spiritual growth, I kept making reference to the fact that belonging to a local assembly, belonging to a community of believers, is also an important requirement for spiritual growth. And today we are getting deep into that. It's no news that we as human beings are social beings and we cannot exist without help or contribution from others. I mean, the fact that I'm here, it was because my parents gave birth to me. I didn't just jump from the sky. I can go on and on. This podcast exists because you are listening. Without you, this podcast doesn't exist. So yeah, we need people. When we follow Jesus, we are also called into a community of believers. A call to follow Jesus is always a call to belong to his church. Look at the disciples of Christ during his time on earth. He called them to follow him, but them following him also meant that they had to build relationship with other disciples. Peter did not just follow Jesus, he built relationship with other disciples. Same with all other disciples too. They did not just follow Jesus, they built relationship with one another because they were all following Jesus. They had a common goal. They were people who were seeking to grow. There were people who were seeking to learn of Christ. And so if you are learning of Christ, if I am learning of Christ, then we have a reason to, you know, be in fellowship with one another. After all, we are first in fellowship with God. Reading the Bible makes you understand that church is God's idea. Fellowship with believers is God's idea. It's not something that man made up for themselves because it was a nice idea. It is God's idea. And if you follow Jesus, if you want to become like him, it means that you take him and his word seriously. And then if his word says to do something, then it should be done. After all, when you put your faith in Jesus to become his disciple and his follower, you are also making him the Lord and master of your life. That means his word guides your daily life. That is why you read his word in the first place. If his word is not going to guide you, if it's not going to impact anything that you do, then there's no reason for you to read it in the first place. And so if you are reading God's word, it's because you believe that his word matters and his word should direct the way you live your life. And then if you see in his word that, you know, you should belong to a community of believers, you should belong to a church, because that is his way of ensuring that you go and thrive with others, then that should be enough reason to get you to be involved and invested in a local assembly. In this day and age, it is easy for people to act like following Jesus and being a member of a local assembly are mutually exclusive, but the truth is that it is not. And when there can be cases and rare circumstances where you cannot maybe attend church services or belong to a local assembly or something, and that is understandable, but that should never be the norm. It is not God's idea that you are isolated, because an isolated believer is one that is prone to attack by the enemy. We know to have gym friends that we go to gym with. We have communities around our other passions and desires. You know that if you want to maybe get serious with your investment goals, you join an investment club and surround yourself with like-minded people. How much more becoming like Christ and following Jesus, if it is really that important, then it's just natural that you seek communities of like-minded people with like-minded goals to help you and encourage you on your journey. I can go on and on to make the point, but the point I have been trying to make, and I believe I have made so far, is church is God's idea. It is God's will, and it is obvious in his word. And if we believe Jesus and we take his word seriously, then this is one instruction that we should equally take seriously. On the other hand, for people who grew up in Christian homes and has always belonged to a church, it is easy to belong to a church out of a sense of routine and forgetting the essence and the reason why you are there in the first place. Like I've always made reference to on this particular season, in as much as everything that you do is important, it is also equally important that you get the art right. So after all of it, is possible that you go to church and then you still don't get the point of going to church. possible that going to church is such a routine to you that you are not mindful about what you do? It's just another thing that you have to tick off your list. Church is a place that you participate. An analogy that Jesus used in describing the church a lot of times is his body. And so believers are what make the body of Christ, not the buildings. The church is made up of me and you. And so if I belong to a church, I am to participate as much as I in that church. The book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 talks about how that we are all a part of the body of Christ and we all have our different roles to play. So church is not just a place where I go to hear sermons and, you know, pay my offering and all of that. It is a place I go to give to because I am a part of the church and I have something unique to offer. Another thing to consider is that most part of the New Testament, most of Paul's letters was written to churches. And even those that were directed as individuals were directed to individuals that belonged to a church and a local assembly of believers. So let's just imagine that there were some believers in the early church that did not belong to a local assembly, which is very unlikely, but let us imagine. That means that they will have never gotten any letter that any of the apostles wrote to any church or members of the church. Even the Old Testament were written to mostly the Israelite has always revealed himself to a community of people, in as much as he is also very much interested in a personal relationship with God. None of what I'm saying here is to negate the fact that God wants a personal relationship with you, but he also wants you to relate with fellow believers in community. So it is not realistic to want to love God and not want a community. You also have to understand that the fact that we have access to the Bible today speaks to the fact that a lot of people, a community of believers, have consistently fought to see that the Bible is made accessible to people. If everybody was just doing their own thing, trust me, you won't even have any Bible to get access to today. And the Bible is the primary way that you even get to know about God. So that means that if there were no community of believers, you would have very limited means to even get to know the God of the Bible in the first place, because everybody has just been doing their own thing. Another thing to note is that the church and the body of Christ is not an association of perfect people. It's the grace of community of people committed to becoming more like Christ every day and sharing the message of God's grace that they have first received even to others. And because the church is made up of people not perfect, it is possible to get earth. The presence of church earth does not church a bad idea. It just shows how much we are people in need of grace, and left on our own, we would mess things up. And for some people, their experiences might demand that they maybe leave their local assembly and go to another. In the end, it is important to embrace that church is God's idea and we are God's church. I as a person, you as a person, you are God's church, because his body is made of people like you and if you possibly have stopped attending church because an experience or the other church, you can take this as a reminder that church is still God's idea, regardless of your experiences. Not because your experiences do not matter, but because God's word is true regardless. And one important thing to watch out for when joining a church is their focus on Jesus. We are followers of Jesus. Then it means that Jesus is the most important person when it comes to it. A right church has to have a very prominent focus on God's word and on the person of Jesus. There is a lot of other things that you, if we are together because we believe the gospel, then the gospel that we believe has to have a central place in all that we do. And for you who have listened to this point and you attend church, and, you know, you don't maybe see a reason why you should be reminded. Paul, in his letter to the Philippian church, said, I want to put you in remembrance of certain things, not because you do not know it, but because it is always safe to remind you. So it is also God's idea that you are reminded of the truth that you know. And so even if everything that you heard on this podcast is not necessarily new to you, it's not a bad idea that you listen, because you always need to be reminded of the truth of God's word and be reminded of why the things that you do truly matter. Because in as much as obedience matters, the heart also matters to God. I hope that you continue growing with fellow believers in your local assembly, and that thank you for listening to another episode of the Good Old God Podcast. I hope that you learned it in total and you're planning to execute it in the coming days and weeks. Have a productive day, a productive week, a productive month, a productive year, and a productive life. Peace and joy.